The NDC says the media and its critics should not liken President Mahama's promise of one household, one prepaid meter for the people of Abra to that of Nana Akufo-Addo and the NPP. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the communications director of the NDC, Solomon Nkansa, explained that President Mahama only responded to requests put before him by elders in the Abra community in the central region. He told Agatha Asamoah that the 1,500 prepaid meters are to be distributed soon, but was quick to add that the move is not for political expediency.
Broadcasters have sought to misconstrue the statement put across by His Excellency John Dramani Mahama that a clarion call by the people of Abra, that Abra community has expanded, and for that matter, they needed a lot more of prepaid meters. And in an attempt to assuage their pain by assuring them that he has had a gathering of ECG and that they will provide about 1,500 meters, that will make sure that everybody and every household will have the opportunity of having a prepaid meter, has now been lacking to Nanado's desperate frustrations and faith for that thought through the concept of one village, one dam, one district, one factory, one constituency, 1 million Ghana cities. The development the NDC believes is unhealthy, looking at the way the media are taking this thing in a different direction.
So, Solo, what exactly did the president say?
Look for the audio after I've explained to you. His Excellency the President visited that community. I know there's a ruler there. There's a chief in that community. And I strongly believe that the chief and the people there will put across their concerns and challenge of assessing prepaid meters. Because you agree with me that Abra community is largely a compound house, predominantly a compound house dominated environment. And that households will be assessing 1 meter in those houses. And that a lot more people, looking at the nature of the Ghana's bailing system, would love to have their own prepaid so that they will not be made to push into the commercial consumer zone. And that they made that call that it is difficult for them to assess prepaid meters. And so His Excellency, in response, and as a leader and a manager of the economy, assured them that he has asked that they make available 1,500 meters so that everyone in that community will be able to have their prepaid meter in their household.
So it's still one household, 1 meter, isn't that?
It's not one household, 1 meter, because every compound house is a household. But the tenant in that house will have access to prepaid. And he did not say that I will give you prepaid meters so that you vote for me.
Solomon Nkansa is the communications director of the NDC. Meanwhile, Kwamina Duncan, the central regional secretary of the NPP, was shocked by the promise by President John Mahama and said the promise betrays the NDC's consistent condemnation of Nana Akufo-Addo's promises in similar context.
On the matter of one house, 1 meter, is the president the managing director of Electricity Company of Ghana? Does it take the president to come to Cape Coast to order that every house must be given a meter? If indeed the Metropolitan Chief Executive were up to the scratch, if the member of parliament, that constituency, is represented by an NDC member of parliament, if the member of parliament were up to scratch, and indeed that was something that the people were looking for, I thought that the first and foremost step they would take would be to approach either the Metropolitan Chief Executive or their member of parliament. That member of parliament, this is the difficulty we find ourselves in. Can you, in any way, get us connected to the Ministry of Energy so that they in turn will also speak to the Electricity Company of Ghana for meters to be fixed for us? So clearly, tell everybody that the Metropolitan Chief Executive is sleeping. The member of parliament has just given them a very short representation that it would have to take the president to come and promise them one house, 1 meter. And again, I ask myself, when did it become 2 houses, 1 meter? When? My sister, you tell me. When in Ghana did it become 2 houses, 1 meter? And it can never be that the Electricity Company of Ghana will connect 2 houses to 1 meter. The Electricity Company of Ghana would never do a thing like that. We're talking in an era where unemployment is going through the roof. People finish school, nurses finish school, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, they're unable to be taken on. Teachers, unless somebody is dead or somebody is going on retirement before you get the ID, before you get the phone.
That was the Central Regional Secretary of the NPP, Kwamina Duncan. A political scientist, Kobi Mensah, however, said the electorate will vote for a preferred party or candidate, not necessarily because of a political promise.
Obviously, the entire governance is actually based on promise. I mean, who knows better government? Nobody knows that. It's a symbolism. It's something that has to be communicated in symbols, has to be communicated in promises before it could be delivered. So anything that is intangible comes in a promise form. So definitely to win elections or to actually be in a campaign trail is to promise. You know, otherwise there's nothing that you can do for people to see tomorrow. I mean, how do you package tomorrow for somebody to see today? It's not possible. It's only by you promising them, trying to describe what tomorrow means to you and how you're going to achieve that tomorrow for the person to see. So the entire government structure or the entire campaign is symbolism, and symbolism is actually a promise. So that is how, you know, the game is. So definitely we cannot do away with promises when it comes to campaign. That's the only way we can demonstrate to people what we intend to do.
And will the politicians get away with these promises when they get power?
To some extent, I think that the electorate do not believe in them, to be honest with you, because we have been used to it. I mean, I think that majority of people, if you have to ask them whether these promises, they believe in the politicians, a lot of them will tell you that they don't believe. However, the electoral process or the process of campaigning had become almost like a supporting, you know, supporting activity, maybe a football, you know, team. People tend to vote anyway, although they don't necessarily believe what the people are saying or what the politicians are saying, because over time we have been deceived. Over time they haven't delivered. Over time they have done less and less of what they had promised to do. However, we have the obligation to vote them. We have the obligation to vote one of them into power or in power. So people would definitely go to exercise their franchise, not necessarily because they believe in what they're saying, but because it becomes like a pattern that we're supposed to do. And that is very unfortunate, because we have to be seen to be serious with the process. So politicians are supposed to be seen to be very, very thoughtful in the promises that they're given, and the people giving serious consideration to it. But